From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. Senate is expected to debate a health care overhaul bill after Thanksgiving. Last night, Democrats gathered the 60 votes they needed to avoid a Republican filibuster. Even though lawmakers have moved the bill forward, Democrats are not united behind the legislation itself. Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska says he's still concerned about the cost, estimated to exceed $1 trillion over 10 years.
It doesn't do enough to control the cost, that's for sure. And we do need to address that cost containment. I'm very concerned about that. But I certainly couldn't say it does nothing.
Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma warns lawmakers can talk about the bill, but they shouldn't support it in its current form.
I don't think we lose anything in the debate, but the important thing is for the American people to understand that this bill doesn't fix what's wrong with health care. We're treating symptoms, not the disease.
Both men spoke on ABC's This Week. Iraqi parliamentary efforts to resolve an election law dispute are stalled. Lawmakers have been unable to reach a compromise that would satisfy one vice president. Tariq al-Hashemi vetoed the law last week, saying it failed to fully represent displaced Iraqis, most of whom are Sunni Arab like Hashemi. Failure to reach a deal could delay January's national election and affect U.S. plans to begin withdrawing combat troops. At least 7 Palestinians were injured in Israeli airstrikes carried out in the Gaza Strip today. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has more from Jerusalem.
The Israeli military said it carried out 3 airstrikes, 2 against metal workshops in the territory, which Israel said were weapons factories, and another against smuggling tunnels on the border with Egypt. Israel says the attacks were in response to a rocket fired on Saturday into southern Israel. It landed without causing injuries or damage. On Sunday, Hamas announced it reached an agreement with smaller armed groups inside Gaza to end rocket fire. Analysts say it's a sign that Hamas is trying to further cement its control of the Strip. Hamas says the deal is aimed at preventing retaliatory attacks by Israel. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The Iranian military is staging a large-scale drill that a senior commander says is needed to protect the country's nuclear facilities from potential attack. The air defense war games started today and are expected to last nearly a week. The drill is a show of Iran's military might at a time when it faces heavy international pressure to halt its nuclear program. The Islamic Republic denies claims that it is pursuing atomic weapons. 2 bomb blasts erupted outside a police station in the northeast Indian state of Assam today. Authorities say at least 6 people are dead and more than 40 are wounded. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but authorities suspect a separatist group was behind the bombings. From Washington, this is NPR News. Romanians voted today in the first round of a presidential election. The main candidates described the vote as one of the most crucial since the fall of communism in Romania 20 years ago. This is the country's first presidential election as a member of the European Union. But Romania's economic crisis has grown since the government collapsed last month. The government's collapse prompted the International Monetary Fund to delay Romania's access to bailout money. An Air Force nurse has been acquitted of murder charges in the deaths of 3 patients at Wilford Hall Medical Center in San Antonio. Texas Public Radio's Terry Gilday reports.
Captain Michael Fontana, an intensive care nurse, was accused of murdering 3 terminally ill civilian patients with lethal doses of narcotics. On Saturday, military judge William Byrd delivered his verdict in the court-martial, not guilty on all counts. The prosecution claimed that Fontana disobeyed pain medication orders written by doctors and injected the patients with doses of morphine and fentanyl that were too high. But the defense team said the orders did not specify a maximum dose, only that Fontana should give the patients enough medication to keep them calm and pain-free. The 35-year-old Air Force officer said he would like to continue his nursing career. He could have faced life in prison if convicted. For NPR News, I'm Terry Gilday in San Antonio.
Irish Republican Army dissidents unleash more attacks in Northern Ireland this weekend. They ambush police and try but fail to detonate a bomb outside headquarters last night. Dissidents have increased violence in recent months in opposition to a more than decade-old truce between Catholics and Protestants. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.